Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Morena wairapa, kia ora tātou, and welcome to our weekly program, Energise Yourself, on Arrow FM 92.7, New Zealand On Air, and a New Zealand On Air initiative. The purpose of this program is to bring you people who are involved in sport, recreation, health and well-being, and fitness and exercise, with the purpose to encourage listeners to get active, remembering everybody can move something, and motion changes emotion. I'm sure you're all aware what a great day in the history of New Zealand today is going to be with the hikoi down in Paniki. So it's a day for much reflection, etc. And today there is no guest. For your sins, you have to listen to me. So my name's Alex. I'm the host. As it's getting towards that season, Christmas and New Year, it's usually a time when I spend a bit of time, even though I'm 78 years of age, I spend a bit of time in reflection, looking at what I've achieved for the year, what do I want to achieve going forward. So it's a time really for setting goals, if you like, and I probably should do something is part of my feelings. When I think about goals, I go, probably should do something, whether that's get healthier, lose weight, spend more time with my peeps, grandchildren, etc., earn more money, always a good thing to look at when you're on a fixed income and retired. Money is good after all. And, you know, really sort of go to myself, after the holidays I'll start making plans. And my history in doing that is that, of course, the plans usually, not all of them, but usually the majority of them don't get made. Don't know if you or anyone out there is identifying with any of that, but I'm issuing myself a challenge today. And to you listeners, if you're thinking and feeling like that, if you're thinking and feeling, I'd like to do something, but after the holidays, I'm going to challenge you and say, well, that's the wrong way to look at it. And I can probably feel your hackles rising up and your opinions gushing out. Who are you to tell me, Alex, what to do? You don't know my situation, and you'd be right, I don't know your situation, and who am I to tell you to do anything? Well, absolutely no one. I don't have that right, but I'm still going to challenge you to do that. And really, what I do know, and I don't know much about you, but what I do know is about your potential. See, we all have huge potential, a lot of which we never reach and or could reach. And it's way above how we're currently playing the game of life. I imagine for a moment in this game of life, and I tell myself this, I ask myself this question, if you knew you couldn't fail, Alex, what would you do in your life? I'll repeat that question. If you know you couldn't fail, what would you do in your life? Pretty scary sort of question, because your mind goes all over the place on that one, doesn't it? And as this is a health and well-being show, let's phrase that question in the context of our and your health and well-being over the next 12 months, and just say, if you knew you couldn't fail, if you knew you'd get the health and well-being result you can imagine, what would you do? And that really is a bit deep and wide, isn't it? That particular question. If we just think it and look at our health and well-being, there's probably six areas that we can look at. We've got physical, we've got our occupation, our social activities, our intellectual and emotional activities, and our spiritual activities. And it just can get quite overwhelming. And I suppose, you know, when we look at it, maybe the answer to the question you need is that you need to put aside some time, grab a pen and paper, and just sit quietly and ask yourself, what's going on? I want to have more energy. I'd like to eat healthier. That's a big one for me. I'd like to feel stronger. I want to have more energy. But how can I go about that? Now, this process that we're going to talk about and start this morning, it's not an exact science. You may get a quick answer if you sit down in the quiet for 10 minutes or so just on your own, no interruptions if and when possible. You may get an answer. But if you don't get an answer and it's not a quick answer, you just keep working on it, because there is an answer there somewhere. Just sitting there and saying, what's going on? And we're relating this from the point of view of our physical and mental well-being. And all you need is 10 minutes a day, and you can find 10 minutes. And maybe that's your first step. Maybe you're sitting out there and going, well, I'm listening to this bloke and I haven't got 10 minutes. I work all day. I come home, I've got to deal with the children, I've got to feed everybody, I've got my partner to take into consideration, we want to spend time together, I'm just too busy, I just haven't got the time. Well, maybe that's your goal. Maybe one of your goals between now and the new year is to sit down, find yourself 10 minutes, be quiet, grab a bit of paper and just work out, okay, if I wanted to take on some of these goals, etc., how am I going to fit in 10 minutes so that I can make a plan? Maybe that's your goal. And after all, we are only talking about your life and your potential, and who may or may not be in charge of that. I'm going to suggest now that you do the following, and that is just sit down and apply what I have learnt over the years to refer to as a sanity check. Whatever comes up, ask yourself, you know, those six or so really, really pertinent questions, the old who, how, why, where, when, what questions. Maybe say to yourself, how could I do that? Why do I want that? How do I go about that? You see, although it's not an exact science, it is an exact process. And a lot's been written about the process of silence and listening to yourself. But it's you listening to you. And it's you listening to you, sorry. We are who we are, and we all need a tribe, a group to belong to. And sometimes what we desire and wish for is our tribe, our group. Maybe it's a group of one. Maybe your group, your tribe is you. Maybe you don't need other people, although they're in your life, and yes, you have an emotional bond to them. But to move yourself forward and reach this weird and wonderful thing called potential, maybe you do need other people. Maybe you don't. Maybe to set your targets and achieve what you want, you just need you. Have you ever noticed if you've got a group of friends and you, the minute you decide that you're going to eat better and lose weight, suddenly there's parties being offered to you all over the place, heaps of drinks and food on offer that isn't necessarily good for you, simple carbs, so to speak. So now let's just have some fun right now, wherever you are. Just see if you can find 10 minutes, And I know if you're driving, that'll be a challenge. And if you're at work, well, think about maybe taking an early lunch. I don't know how you would fit it in, but try to find 10 minutes. And if you're at home, probably with your children and other responsibilities, ask yourself, how can I do this? If none of that works for you, decide to find 10 minutes later today. Some how, where, why, what, when, how am I going to do it? And just to give you a read, today's show is going to be very short, but just looking at the gift of health is how I've learnt to look at it. So I'll just give you six bits of information. So one is about our physical health. Exercising and healthy diet and practices does require diligence. We do have to have a plan just for that. What about our occupation? You know, our ability to earn money or to find satisfaction in our occupation. Is it aligned with our values? So often, unfortunately, it isn't. We need to earn money, and a lot of us, and I can vouch for my own experiences over a working life of 61 years, sometimes you just want to earn money. You don't really care what it is that you have to do. And it can be tied into your self-esteem as well. And then there's your social health. What do you give back? What's the interaction that you have and your contribution towards others? And that can be as simple as what you do within your family. You know, there's that. I've just had a visit from my grandchildren, and so one is 14 and the other one's 9, and two sisters, and they're getting a little bit snippy with each other, and their old grandfather here suggested to them that perhaps that old world saying, if you can't say something good about somebody, don't say anything. And I think they're still thinking about that. And I don't expect immediate change, but don't we all have to sort of take that on board? It's kind of like a golden rule. But what are our social interactions? Are they healthy for us? And what about this weird and wonderful thing that I've spent the last 4 or 5 years as an amateur studying it, our mind and our brain and our intellect, our ability to have a growth mindset. Your reach should always extend your grasp. You know, are you just accepting how you think and what you think about? Or is there a plan in there? Are you pretty determined, as I said, spending time with yourself every day to grow your mind and understand things like the Treaty Principles Bill and why it's caused so many problems and what the outcome is and what's the driver behind the gentleman that's put it before Parliament? I mean, that'll drive you crazy right there. What about our spiritual life? You know, a lot has been written about it, but what's the meaning and purpose, you know, of our spiritual life? Do we understand that we have one? Do we understand that it doesn't necessarily have to be tied to a church or a religion? And one of my favourite ones, of course, is our emotional well-being. What is that all about? How do our emotions work, and why do they work? And, you know, what's beyond the need for nature and nurture? What's beyond the ability to just satisfy our direct daily needs? Where the heck are we going in this whole thing? So that really is the show for today. I'm just going to challenge you again. Find some time today, if you can. It may not happen today. This is not an exact science. But what we're talking about here is you finding some time to sit down. If you can use a pad and paper, that's even better. And just do a bit of deep breathing and just sit in the quiet, in the silence, and just ask yourself that question. If I knew I couldn't fail, what the heck is it that I would want to do? Is it something to do with my occupation? Is it physical? Is it about my health? Is it social? You know, am I mixing with the right people? All these questions are framed and aimed, for want of a better way of putting it, at all ages. You know, we're all like that. Got a 9-year-old granddaughter who's told me twice now in the last year she's going to be a dentist. There you go. I'm thinking, wow, wish I'd have thought like that when I was 9. Doesn't matter if it happens or not, but she's thought these things through at the moment as in her life. So just and ask yourself those questions, you know, who, how, what, why, where, when. When do I want to be healthier? Do I want to be healthier? Am I satisfied with my life? Because what with my health life? Because one of the things I can vouch and tell you is that old age hurts. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what your physical condition is. It hurts. You have aches and pains. That's just life. We can't hide away from that. But there's a case for choosing your hurt. You can either choose your hurt now at 30, 40 or 50 years of age by exercising regularly, by sitting in the silence, by asking yourself the questions like, if I knew I couldn't fail, what would I do? Asking yourself that questions, those and other questions like that, hurts. But if you don't do it now at 30, 40, let's go to 18, 28, 38, 48. If you don't ask now and go through the hurt of exploring that within yourself, I can tell you, because you only have to look around you at the nursing homes and the old people's homes, you know, they're not like they are on TV. There's going to be hurt. And that can be emotional hurt, that can be mental hurt, that can be physical hurt. And in a lot of cases, because as I said, I'm 78 and I can look at all my friends and I just feel so sad that they've ended up where they are because they never thought they would. So you are going to hurt. So choose your hurt, folks. Find yourself 10 minutes and sit down, contemplate who and how you want to be. If I knew I couldn't fail, what would I do? Cheers.